Goodness, Jeezo Luizo, couple of minutes off just because. Okay, but we're off and running here at, this is the 406 edition of the Santilli Report right here on LFA TV. And you are tuned in for some exclusive, I got an exclusive bombshell. Somebody from the intelligence community, I had to disguise their voice. They shall remain nameless. That's all there is to it. Right now, there is a $4 million bounty on Julian Assange. This is an LFA TV exclusive. You're not going to get this in the mainstream media, of course. They're probably trying to get close to him anyway to set up his assassination, because they are CIA. The whole reason why they stick a camera in most people's faces when they go to protests and things like that is to provide facial recognition to the intelligence community and your geo coordinates. How do you think so many people get caught off guard? You know, because you got Sarah Sidner wagging her big badonkadonk everywhere, taking all that footage for 8 hours for her 30-minute or 30-second package You know, they do that. They'll do a 3-minute package. She's roaming around everywhere for 8 hours. 8 hours. You think I'm joking? It's the God's honest truth. I've watched them. I've caught them doing that. As a matter of fact, since we're going to pick on CIANN, let's do that. We'll say a quick hello to everybody. We got a busy show, lots of stuff to cover. Everybody gets settled in. Let's see, coming through now. Hey, Unk. I'm glad he is free. He deserves a Medal of Honor, all that stuff. Yes. Right now, it's being reported that he is not as safe as he was in protective custody in a jail cell because everybody is headed to Australia. Okay. Hello, Pete and everyone. Sherry Welch, what's going on? Everybody get settled in. Do you want to hear the exclusive report first, or do you want breaking news in the Middle East regarding Hezbollah and Israel? What do you guys want to hear? I'll let you guys decide right now. Whatever it is that you guys want to hear, I'll let you decide right now. What do you want to hear? You want to hear about an exclusive from a member of the intelligence community relaying to us here on LFA TV as an exclusive that Assange was safer in protective custody of prison. His life is in danger right now. They want him because of what he knows. I'm understanding. You guys want Julian news, exclusive news. Michelle Groff, hi, Pete. You want to hear Assange news. All right. Hey, Pete, Deb, Sassy, Bug, hello. Yes, thank you. All right, we're going to get right to this. I'm going to make sure. Now, I had to disguise this person's voice for a very good reason. Okay. So you're going to have to pardon. If you can't hear it perfectly, that's okay. That's actually might be a good thing. But if you cannot hear it perfectly, stupid mice, unbelievable. You know what? Tim Cook needs to worry more about what his computers are doing than what he's placing in his keister on the weekends. You know what I mean? Sexual deviant. Let's see what we got here. Let's move it. Jeez, oh, Louiso. Can you imagine? Would you like your mouse to be on other computers too? I mean, seriously? I got so many computers here. So stupid what they do. Okay, here we go. Oh my God. All right. We shall overcome, right? Here we go. We have now, let's see. Okay. Disguise voice. Let me pump up the volume. All right. I'm going to jack up this volume right here. Let's see this. Turn up our rack volume. That way you guys can really hear this. So, stand by. Here we go. You ready? Sound is good there. All right.
Wow.
So now, the intelligence community, that's the what was...
Now, you see, I had to chop it up so that you didn't hear, you know, my voice all jacked up because that wasn't necessary. So every once in a while, you hear me say, whoa. Okay.
Convey to you that they're pissed off.
Right? He entered the plane
going to have a receiving party, you're saying, there.
There are people looking for him as we speak.
Wow.
We have to shoot the fucking plane down with a Stinger missile when we do it.
Wow.
That was a quote, by the way.
Holy cow. All right. I got enough.
Let's say I'm bringing the outback and surrounding with a fucking moat, you know?
Yeah, no kidding. So the story is that Julian Assange now, he was safer in protective custody while in jail. Now he's got a $4 million bounty. Wow. Okay. All right. Good. I got enough to go with right there.
Okay. Check this out. Ladies and gentlemen, again, I'm going to play this again. You may have to listen to it twice. This is somebody who is in the know. Okay. No doubt about it. This source that I have better connected than most. Okay. So this is the word, and I'm going to play it once again. Listen carefully. $4 million bounty on Julian Assange's head. He was safer in jail, believe it or not. For those of you like me who are Julian Assange fans, he's out there flapping in the breeze. Okay. So here it is. Let's go to it now again.
Either 2 million or one guy or two different guys, but they said that everybody and their brother is running to Australia.
Wow.
So the intelligence community, that's the what was conveyed to you, is that they're pissed off?
They want to cut his throat.
He's going to have a receiving party, you're saying, there.
There are people looking for him as we speak.
Wow.
We have to shoot the fucking plane down with a Stinger missile when we do it.
Wow.
That was a quote, by the way.
Holy cow. All right. I got enough.
Let's say I'm bringing the outback and surrounding with a fucking moat, you know?
Yeah, no kidding. So the story is that Julian Assange now, he was safer in protective custody while in jail. Now he's got a $4 million bounty. Wow. Okay, all right, good. I got enough to go with right there.
Okay, so there you have it. Nobody else is broadcasting that right now from the intelligence community. Word is out there, headed to Australia. Hopefully you can zig and zag and go somewhere else. Oh, I mean, can you imagine what is he thinking about right now? Just getting home. He's not thinking about his own personal safety and the fact that, as it was put to me, that the Goon Squad is headed to Australia. Things happened very, very quickly with his release. We found out about it. Next thing you know, we're seeing pictures of him getting on a plane. And where that plane went to, God only knows. So, you know, we say prayers, not just for him, but for everybody else that they want to kill. They've already killed 85 million people worldwide. You know, what the heck is one extra person? Not bringing him to the United States gives the CIA an open playground. Okay. Don't you agree? He was literally, this is a fact now, if that information is true, that he was safer in jail than he is right now. So all of our prayers are with him. I wouldn't put it past them to do such a thing. So crazy, folks. This CIA is just so far out of control. So out of control. Eyes to see 333. Surprised they didn't Epstein them. Locals. I'm sorry about the locals thing, okay? We're just please bear with us, okay? Please. Please bear with us. Thank you. We've got a good stream here on LFA TV. Unfortunately, their traffic is just absolutely pathetic. Karen, let's blast out on social media here, okay? If we can. Ladies, if you can help blast it out, we need to give Rumble some help. I don't know what's going on with them. Something's happening. Something is happening drastically. I'm hearing it from multiple sources that something is going on with Rumble. Maybe people being kicked, pushed away. Who knows? All right, there's news now out of the Middle East. Okay, and I'm gonna take an interesting perspective here. Some of this stuff that you're about to hear, we have to consider it propaganda. It's like political propaganda to give Netanyahu justification to actually bomb the airport. If that makes sense. And you'll hear from this. Just you'll hear from them. There's a report on the ground. I think this guy provided the best boots on the ground report. And let's go to him right now. Yep, here he is. Fantastic, everybody. Here we go. Listen to this great boots on the ground report. Okay, he's literally, I think he's very close to the airport, but here we go.
Hezbollah has turned the international airport in Beirut into a weapons warehouse under the nose of the Lebanese state and the international companies, agencies, and NGOs who use that airport. Hezbollah's method of operation in Lebanon is being exposed, and a growing number of prominent voices inside Lebanon are protesting against it. Meanwhile, the IDF has destroyed a Hamas training facility in Rafah and continues to operate in the center and south of the Gaza Strip, eliminating senior Hamas officials one by one. Elsewhere, security operations in Judea and Samaria also continue to intensify. Let's dive into the details. I'm Yair Pinto, and this is your Boots on the Ground report about what is happening in Israel on the 262nd day of the war against Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran, and all its regional proxies. Our report was published on Sunday in the British Telegraph news portal, giving details about a massive stockpile of Iranian-made weapons and ammunition that Hezbollah is keeping at Beirut's Rafik Hariri International Airport. An employee at the airport is quoted in the report saying that large and mysterious boxes are arriving on direct flights from Iran, and things seem to be getting worse and worse. According to the report, the weapons Hezbollah is keeping at the airport include flak rockets, Cornet anti-tank missiles, Russian-made, of advanced models, heavy Vulcan rockets, short-range Fatah 110 missiles, as well as M600 mobile ballistic missiles with a range of almost 300 kilometers. Another alarming detail is that Iran has also supplied Hezbollah with chemical explosives. The report added that Hezbollah's use of this civilian facility for storing weapons opens up the possibility that Israel would target it in a case of a war. The Lebanese researcher in exile, Fadi El Ahmar, told the El Hamad news portal that for me, this report confirms what has already been confirmed. Rafik El Hariri Airport in Beirut is Qasem Soleimani's airport. This airport is part of Hezbollah's security and military formation. The Lebanese researcher Hanin Jader added that she believes that Hezbollah has been smuggling weapons through the airport in Beirut for decades, and it is no secret that they have warehouses under the field. This is now coming out for a political reason and not as news. In the event of a war, Israel can bomb the airport. Meanwhile, the Aviation Union in Lebanon issued a statement that there is no proof of what was published in the Telegraph regarding the presence of weapons and rockets at the airport in Beirut. Please take an active part in spreading the truth. Subscribe to this YouTube channel.
All right.
And if you'd like to receive additional videos like this one,
yeah,
please consider making a financial donation by clicking.
Good job. Good job. All right. This is what we're going to do. We're going to bring you. We're going to bring you more. Okay. More reports from the Middle East. Let's get IDF now, of course, threatening back. It's going back and forth. Let's go with this one right
Hassan
here.
Nasrallah saying no place in Israel would be safe in the event of all-out war.
If war is imposed on Lebanon, the resistance will fight without restraints, without rules, and without limits. The enemy knows very well that we have prepared ourselves for the worst and most difficult days. And the enemy.
All I know is that guy smells like somebody who hasn't worn deodorant for a long time. And he also smells like ass because he doesn't shower enough. Smelly sand digger.
He knows very well what awaits it. And that is why it was deterred for 9 months.
His televised speech focused on what he says is the group's expanded military and intelligence capabilities. Now, this followed Hezbollah's release of that purported drone video showing Israeli military and civilian sites in northern Israel. Israel responding that Hezbollah would be destroyed in an all-out war. Ben Wiedemann joining us from Beirut. Nasrallah also had a pointed warning for the Republic of Cyprus, Ben, saying it would be targeted if it allows Israeli forces to use its military bases or airports. Of course, Cyprus has held joint military drills with Israel several times over the past decade. What's going on here?
Well, this reference to Cyprus really came out of the blue. You know, we monitor Hezbollah media channels very closely, and there was no hint that this was coming. But clearly they're concerned, given the growing military ties between Israel and Cyprus, that somehow Israel will use Cyprus's airports or bases, as he said, to launch attacks on Lebanon, and particularly Hezbollah. So he issued this rather surprising warning against Cyprus. Now, the response of the Cypriots was that, for instance, the president yesterday came out and said this was not a pleasant remark coming from Nasrallah, and that he insisted that Cyprus wants no part in any war or conflict, as he said. And we heard also from a spokesman for the Cypriot government this morning saying that that Cypriot territory would not be used in any military activity if it comes to a war. But clearly, Hezbollah is concerned not only about what could come from the south, but also clearly what might come from the west as well. Becky?
Ben, the Cypriot president, as you rightly pointed out, has responded. Very specifically, he said, what I have to respond to is that the Republic of Cyprus is in no way involved in the war conflicts. The Republic of Cyprus is not part of the problem, he said. The Republic of Cyprus is part of the solution. And our role in this, as demonstrated, for example...
Yeah, everything's shaping up. It's a world war, basically.
About the maritime corridor between Cyprus and Gaza is recognized...
But Ben Wiedemann, straight up CIA.
The international community as a whole. So I think it's important that we just explain for the viewers what role Cyprus has had over the course of this war and how they have been involved.
Well, certainly they were a sort of a transit point for humanitarian goods headed to that rather ill-fated or so far not very successful U.S. pier that cost U.S. taxpayers $340 million to bring in humanitarian goods to Gaza along. And also that includes the participation of 1,000 U.S. service people as well. Now, Cyprus is in an interesting position. I recall during the 70s and 80s, it did not have very good relationship with Israel. In fact, there was a case where the Cypriot authorities arrested several Israelis who they believed were involved in sabotage or attempts to assassinate Palestinian members of the PLO at the time. But as a result of the deterioration of Israeli-Turkish relations going back to the 2010 Mavi Marmara incident, where Israeli commandos boarded a Turkish ship that was headed to Gaza, killing several people on board that ship. Those relations have deteriorated, keeping in mind, of course, that Turkey essentially has controlled the northern part of Cyprus since 1975. So essentially, the Cypriot government is looking at it as, you know, the enemy of our enemy is our friend. All very complicated in a very Middle Eastern sort of way. But that sort of puts Cyprus on the map in terms of where they stand at the moment regarding the tensions between Lebanon and Israel.
Ben Wiedemann from the CIA. There's that smelly sand digger. He digs sand out there in the desert. Okay. The Hezbollah leader, right? By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm extremely biased, okay? I found all of the oppression. It's located right here. It's called The Reliance of the Traveler, a classic manual of Islamic sacred law, you know. There it is. Belief in the last day. Ah, women's obligatory clothing. How about those ugly chicks that are at the universities? How come they're all ugly, by the way? Did you ever notice that? They're the ugliest freaking... Wah. No wonder why. I mean, if I were that ugly, I'd want to change my gender, too, to something like I don't look like a dude. I look like a freaking can of sardines. I don't know, whatever. Change where... Whatever your like pronouns, because you're freaking ugly. I don't want these people procreating, to tell you the truth. From the river to the sea, you know, free Palestine, free Palestine. Yeah, but the nakedness of a woman that she is forbidden to reveal differs in the Shafi school according to different circumstances. In the privacy of her home, her nakedness is that which is between the navel and the knees. That sounds pretty sexy. Oh, huh? Hey, Deb, are you there? Show me what you got between your navel and knees. I mean, what? And when outside the home on the street, it refers to the entire body. Performing the obligatory prayer in a vehicle, all four schools of jurisprudence agree that it is obligatory for a traveler in a vehicle to stand and to face the direction of prayer and to perform the prayer's other physical integrals when performing a prescribed prayer. If it is impossible to stand or to face the direction of the prayer, or according to Hanafis, if it poses a hardship and one cannot stop and pray on the ground, then one prays as best as one can in the vehicle, according to Hanafis. Such a prayer does not have to be made up when one is again able to perform it properly. One must make it up. A bunch of those sand diggers got trampled there over there at the you know what it looks like, the Roach Motel at the Hajj, with the, you know, those freaking smelly freaking desert people, huh? Those non-deodorized. What are they wearing underneath those skirts, by the way? Thousands of them trampled each other, right? It's global Islamic terrorism going around in a circle at the Roach Motel, known as the Hajj. The Hajj. Peak is a psycho. No, he's not. Why is that psycho? They want you blown up, okay? You're so pleasant to them. Cockroaches. You know what it is? It's one of those little Roach Motels, I'm telling you. They circle around that little black box at the Hajj. Do you guys want to see what the Hajj look like? Has anyone not seen what the Hajj looks like? Here we go. We're going to show you what it... More than 1,300 sand diggers got trampled at the Hajj. Let's see. I'm going to play this on the screen. Here they are at the Smelly People's Convention. Mm-hmm. Yeah, by the way, you want from the desert to the sea, you need to read the oppression that's in this book. It's called Sharia Law, especially towards the women, okay? Who, by the way, are not as ugly as you friggin' university multigenders or whatever it is that you call yourselves, whatever pronouns you want to use. Let's see what these smelly sand diggers are doing over there at the Hajj. They trampled each other. Yay! Huh? It's just a few less that we have to freaking shoot out in the middle of the desert.
Nearly 2 million Muslims will complete the Hajj pilgrimage this week. But extreme heat has been fatal for hundreds who started the journey last Friday to the Kaaba in Mecca, Saudi Arabia.
Good. Good, good, you Sharia Lawler. Look at their freaking Roach Motel right in the middle of the thing.
According to reports, at least 562 people have died during the Hajj. Egypt has reported 307 deaths and 118 missing, with nice. Temperatures hitting over 124 degrees Fahrenheit.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is a reduction in the deficit. We don't have to spend as much on bullets.
Fahrenheit. The Hajj's timing is based on the lunar year, moving back 10 days each year. While the Hajj is now moving towards winter, it will occur in the peak of the summer in Saudi Arabia by the 2040s. Climate scientist Fahad Said says these deaths hint at future risk for millions of Hajj pilgrims.
Oh, God.
We need to prepare. We need to adapt. We need to introduce the adaptation option as much as we can, while realizing that it will compromise on the centuries old ritual, but still we need to save people. But at the same time, we must do climate action to stop the global warming at 1.5 degrees centigrade. At anything beyond that, I mean, we are putting those pilgrims at the risk of death.
Heat-related deaths during the Hajj have been recorded since the 1400s. Pilgrims' vulnerability stems from exertion, exposure, and older age, as well as a simple lack of acclimatization to the heat. According to Saudi officials last year, more than 2,000 people suffered from heat stress during that Hajj.
Yeah.
A 2021 study in the journal Environmental Research Letters found that if global temperatures rise by two...
Here's the bottom line. It's not to pick on their religion. Bottom line is, if you're going around in a circle like that in the heat at the Roach Motel, you need to take a much more direct path to Jesus. You only have a certain period of time. Stop spinning in circles. Come to Jesus. That's it. That's what I say. So from a religious perspective, I'm right. They're not. And if they want to challenge me on that, okay, I'm going to go buy your book. It's very oppressive. Jesus called for a lot more freedom. I think the Bible calls for some freedom. Is the Bible oppressive? Although the Lord says that I shall have dominion over my sandwich getter, right? She's my help meat. Mm-hmm. I like extra meat from my helpmate, right? Did you copy that? There she is. She's working in the background. I know she's cracking up right now, ladies and gentlemen. So there it is. There's your Hajj news. I said that that C-I-A-N-N is C-I-A-N-N. Do you guys want to see me catch them being CNN? You guys want to see this? Check this out. You ever see what I do out in the field? You want to see what that looks like? Watch this. Hey, CNN.
How many hours now are you going on?
By the way, this CNN cameraman is a known Antifa operative.
Hours total.
2.5, almost 3 hours.
2.5, almost 3 hours?
Video.
Yeah, I know. You know, at most events, like the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge, you guys recorded for hours. You needed 3.5 minute packages. You know what you
mean?
You know what they did with the footage? You know what they did with the footage? See, they gave it to the FBI. They gave it to the...
Oh, they don't like that. They got their whole entourage. Look at them. They're going to be running. Watch this. Oh, Pete Santilli. He's got us figured out. He saw CNN providing all their footage for facial recognition and discovery in the Bundy Ranch cases.
FBI. They gave the footage to the FBI for facial recognition. I have it in our discovery. You want to see it?
Everybody in that place was nervous. They're like, uh-oh, what's Pete doing? There's Secret Service in there. That's not Secret Service right there. He's actually a reporter for OANN. But everyone's like, what's Pete doing? What's going on? Something's going on. Is he being unprofessional? Why is everyone running from Pete? Look at. By the way, he had his spot on the podium for 2 days, and never once did he point his camera towards the stage.
This is news.
There's Brian Glenn.
Very respectful to the American people. I'm not going to hold up. No, sir, have I been disrespectful? Anyway, I don't want to be disrespectful. I respect the American people. I work for them. Okay? Your footage that you took here, in 3 hours of footage that you took, broadcast the truth. Don't focus on the soup line, okay?
Yeah, because he was capturing the image, facial images of everybody standing in line to get their lunch. That way he could send their facially recognized images up to the intel services to find out who attended this event.
You know what you do with the footage? I have discovery that shows that you give your footage to the FBI and the intel services for facial recognition. Okay?
Anybody afraid of them?
No. But anyways, is that news? It's news. This is news. This is news. This is part of the news, unfortunately.
Oh, thank you.
You guys can't escape the fact. I mean, I have it documented. You guys provide your footage for facial recognition to the intel service. Okay. CNN. CNN, what are you going to do with that 3 hours of footage? What are you going to do with it? Are you going to...
They're running right now.
Broadcast the truth? CNN.
CNN, do you have any comments to make about your 3 hours of footage, none of which will make it to the airwaves? Did you point your camera towards the presentation? That's all I want to know. I'm a journalist. Journalism is not harassment. I do real journalism. How many of the 3.5 hours did you actually point that camera towards the... I'm a journalist, sir. I'm a journalist. Don't block me. Do not block me.
Oh, security. Security there protecting. Oh, by the way, they were reporting to the Secret Service that was there on property. And I had very good friends in the Secret Service that knew exactly who I was and what team I was on. But they were protecting CIA and N temporarily.
I'm a journalist. How much of it will actually make it to the airwaves? Can I get out there? Yeah, you can go outside. This is a news story. That's all I'm doing. I mean, zero harm whatsoever. This is literally part of the whole news story. The reason why we're here is that the information is not making it to the American people. And that's all I'm doing. Okay? You don't even need security for that. I mean, no harm whatsoever. The information that you have on your camera will never make it to your viewers, or it'll be cherry-picked. Or everybody in the meal line, you'll use that footage for facial recognition. Is that correct, CNN? CNN, start telling the truth about the election fraud that took place on November 3rd to the American people. That's all I ask you to do. That's it. Pointing your camera at the meal line, will that end up on your airwaves?
Can you say why you were ejected from the...
Oh, now everybody from the media is coming out there to chase out CNN. Pete's on to something.
You left? You're not being ejected?
No.
You sure about that?
Are you fleeing the questions that are being posed here, sir?
Hey, you spent 4 years talking about a fake story manufactured by the Democrat Party about the Russia collusion with Trump. Tell us,
also, you have three hours of footage. How much of it will actually make it to the airwaves to let the American people know that the election is being fraudulently certified to have been stolen on November 3rd? Are you going to present that, or are you going to present what they ate?
Your network spent 4 years talking about Russia.
CNN? We mean no harm. We mean good for the American people as well as you. Just wake up. Just wake up, folks. We need your help, CNN. We need your help, CNN. Okay? We're just asking you for help, CNN. Tell the American people the truth.
That's look at him running.
This guy has three.
Got that punk?
We have you know what? Seriously, we're just asking you to
hey,
tell the truth.
Do you believe
there's that stupid CIA NN guy with the Scottish accent?
Trump colluded with Russia in 2016.
Trump is Russia. CNN. This is, you know what this is called? This is called real journalism.
Yeah,
you are part of the story.
You like the Tavistock.
The U.S. media has suppressed the truth about election fraud in America, and CNN is leading the effort. The United States of America. Oh, you don't know that. You know what? Your boss told you to take the 3.5 hours of footage. He'll cherry pick all the white people, right? The white people racist that eat a lot. Is that the narrative you're going to propagate? Is that what you're going to do?
One question.
You're just doing your job. Is that right? We mean zero. Oh, listen to me. You don't even need to get physical with me. Hey, CNN, you know what they say? They say CNN sucks for a reason. You need to start listening. Don't feel uncomfortable. Bye. Get out of his way. Don't obstruct him.
Yeah, that's right. Why did I play CNN, ladies and gentlemen? Because guess what? On Thursday night, I'm going to tell you right now, everyone tune in to LFA TV. Why? Because we're going to go head to head with CNN, who's telling us that they have the exclusive rights to the presidential debates between Joe Biden. And they're molding and shaping and sculpting. They got freaking Gumby, damn it, that they're going to prop up at the podium. And CNN says, it's our copyrighted material and we're going to scour the internet and take you down. Freaking take us down. We already submitted for our fair use of your stream. You do not have the exclusive rights to our democracy. Okay? Tune in to LFA TV for live real-time coverage and analysis, and it shall not be exclusive to those communists. Okay? You're going to get the equal and opposite, because you know what? CNN, they can give their perspective, but we're going to tell you the truth here on LFA TV as we see it. You can agree or disagree with it, but at least you get the full spectrum. CNN only wants you to listen to their Jake Crapper narrative, of course, right? So we are going to go right in their face. Jeremy Harrell's already committed to it. We're going to be covering it. We're going to cite fair use. We've done all of our due diligence. We're going to put them on notice. We don't need their permission to broadcast a presidential debate. And by the way, that message will not be brought to you by Viagra like theirs is, okay? They're going to be profiting over the exclusive broadcast, and they're going to shut everybody else down. And they're going to be doing the dirty work of their big pharma masters, the death merchants known as Pfizer. And I don't know, who's the other hoop-de-hoop death merchants? Whoever they are. I do know this. We, here on this broadcast, are brought to you by, you ready? Armra Colostrum. Have you ever heard of Armra Colostrum? Armra Colostrum, ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast and all of our broadcasts are brought to you by great sponsors who love that we freely assemble. We gather together in the name of Jesus Christ. They don't have a problem with that. Anybody that does, you know, they're not with us. But Armra Colostrum, all right? Of course, just living life is going to break down your immune system. We already know that, right? 1 to 3 to 4 scoops of Armra Colostrum a day will help you amplify your immune defenses. A whole food, there's no such thing as too much Armra Colostrum. Based on third-party research of Armra Colostrum, there's clinical trials. Bovine colostrum was found to be at least 3 times more effective than the flu vaccine at preventing the flu. How do you like that? Huh? That's against somebody's terms of service. YouTube, I printed their crap up. I read their terms of service. I can't say this on YouTube, but who the frig says on YouTube? Right? We tell you the truth whether you like it or not. Ladies and gentlemen, we've worked out a special offer, all right, for our entire audience. You can receive 15% off. That's 15% off your first order. Here it is. Armra Colostrum Immune Revival. Receive 15% your first order. Go to tryarmra.com/LFATV or enter LFATV to get 15% off your order. That's tryarmra.com/LFATV. All right. Armra Colostrum is sustainably sourced. Ooh, as if they have the exclusive rights over there on the other side of the spectrum to be sustainable. It's a bioactive whole food. A whole food, not a supplement. So you can mix Armra Colostrum with cold liquids, foods, or dry scoop it into your mouth, right? It's a great benefit for your oral microbiome. So go to Armra. Tryarmra.com. TryArmra. All right? Yes. CNN. You want to support us? By the way, who do you like better? The free speech advocates here on LFA TV or CIANN? How do you like better? Of course, you can't criticize Jake Crapper, can you? Watch this. Watch this, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, first of all, it would take someone 5 minutes to Google Jake Tapper, Donald Trump, to see that Jake Tapper has
consistently.
Yo, you can't talk about my colleague. You know what? Anybody want to bash Jeremy Harrell right now? Huh? Anyone want to do that? You want to bash my colleagues over here? Who do you guys want to bash? You're welcome to. I'm not going to cut you off. Go ahead. Have at it. Yeah. Anybody have any criticism? Anybody want to go over to a message was removed by the moderator? Somebody just deleted my moderator's message. How did that happen? Angie, are you getting censored? Angie, you got the vector, Victor? Angie's getting censored. She's our moderator. Who's the moderator that's moderating the moderators? Who was that? Aha. Angie. Somebody just censored, because I think Angie was criticizing Jeremy Harrell. Oh, it was a typo. Okay. I thought maybe she was criticizing Jeremy Harrell. You cannot criticize Jake Crapper, you know, because CNN will shut you down. They will provide you with the broadcast of the presidential debates exclusively on behalf of Pfizer, okay? And you will not be able to grab our material and use it, and you will get our narrative and our narrative only. Hey, guess what? I'm not going to use my middle finger. There you go. Mm-hmm. That's what I have to say to you there, Jake Crapper. All right. We're going to make fun of Jake Crapper for the entire rest of the week, all the way through the debates. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? And nobody can shut us down. Angie? Can they? Oh my God. So stupid.
I'm stating to attack my colleagues. I would like to talk about Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who you work for.
Yes.
If you are here to speak on his behalf, I am willing to have this conversation.
I am stating facts that your colleagues have stated in the past.
Okay.
Now,
guys, we're going to come back out to the panel. Caroline, thank you very much for your time. You are welcome to come back.
You're welcome to come back. You're welcome. Hey, CNN, where are you going? Where are you going?
The run is over.
Running?
CNN does suck. You need to know why. We're here to tell you why. CNN does suck. You're destroying our country.
Bye, CNN.
Bye, CNN. You can't cut that off, can you, CNN? That's right. That's an exclusive. That's a Pete Santilli exclusive, ladies and gentlemen. Huh? CINN, ladies and gentlemen. This is CNN. They are lining up all kinds of, ladies and gentlemen, they're getting ready for, forget about World War III. They're getting ready for Armageddon, okay? Now reports that Hezbollah is storing tons of rockets underneath the Beirut airport. Are they really doing that? Are you guys ready for Armageddon? Drones, that's the new warfare tactic. That's right.
This is Fargan War.
That's right. It's Fargan War, ladies and gentlemen. No doubt. 58-minute mark. Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Alito struck me almost immediately upon sitting down to talk with him as
Alito needs to strike her, okay? Somebody needs to put a sausage in her mouth and shut her cake hole, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Fresh coming up here momentarily. This is the fastest show.
My butt's been wiped.
My butt's been wiped through an hour, and I hope you guys appreciate it. Be sure to stay tuned for Sean Fresh coming up right after I cut the stream over, ladies and gentlemen, right?
Every knee shall